The surprise to most people is that untreated sewage is being allowed to flow into Lake Ontario. It sometimes happens after heavy rains overwhelm the city's older sewer system. Then the raw sewage can bypass treatment plants and enter the lake. Mark Matson is the founder of Lake Ontario Waterkeepers. It's a nonprofit organization that's been advocating for more notification to the public about water quality problems.
The City of Toronto has had a real problem over the years with releasing sewage into the waters and not giving the public immediate notification of what's going on. So we know where the beaches are if they're open or closed, those 11 beaches in Toronto, but the rest of the 50 or 55 kilometers of waterfront, the public really is unaware of what's going on.
Matson says there are health risks posed by the untreated water, and he says people who use the lakefront should have the latest water quality information. He says the state of New York recently enacted what's described as right-to-know legislation, so the public must be informed within 4 hours of any raw sewage sent into Lake Ontario or other waterways. Matson says the move to force Toronto to take similar measures is a good decision and an important step in reclaiming the lake for recreational use. Thousands of Torontonians, along with tourists, paddle, sail, swim, and use the lake and its shoreline. Changes about public information on events at wastewater treatment plants are expected to come within a few months. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.